Our reading is from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7 and 13 through 25. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Jesus' disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned so that he was born blind, this man or his parents?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents. This happened so that God's mighty works might be displayed in him. While it's daytime, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After he said this, he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and smeared the mud on the man's eyes. Jesus said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went away and washed. When he returned, he could see. Then they led the man who had been born blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus made the mud and smeared it on the man's eyes on the Sabbath day. So Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. The man told them, "He put mud on my eyes, I washed, and now I see." Some Pharisees said, "This man isn't from God because he breaks the Sabbath law." Others said, "How can a sinner do miraculous signs like these?" So they were divided. Some of the Pharisees questioned the man who had been born blind again. "What do you have to say about him since he healed your eyes?" He replied, "He's a prophet." The Jewish leaders didn't believe the man had been blind and received his sight until they called for his parents. The Jewish leaders asked them, "Is this your son? Are you saying he was born blind? And how can he now see?" His parents answered, "We know he is our son. We know he was born blind. But we don't know how he now sees, and we don't know who healed his eyes. Ask him. He's old enough to speak for himself." His parents said this because they feared the Jewish authorities. This is because the Jewish authorities had already decided that whoever confessed Jesus to be the Christ would be expelled from the synagogue. That's why his parents said, "He's old enough. Ask him." Therefore, they called a second time for the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know this man is a sinner." The man answered, "I don't know whether he's a sinner. Here's what I do know. I was blind, and now I see." The word of God for the people of God.
My first clocking in, clocking out, can't hide it from the IRS kind of job was working as a cashier at Redstone Golf Course in Huntsville, Alabama. And I was in high school when I started the job, and I remember my first day kind of walking in with the folds in my shirt still kind of popping out because I didn't iron my shirt. I just took it out of the packaging right before walking into work that day. And I remember kind of learning all about the computer system and learning how to sign out carts and how to, you know, get people the things that they needed in order to go play golf. And I'd been there maybe a couple hours, and I turned to the guy that was training me and I said, how much more time, you know, do we have on our shift? How much longer are we going to be here?" He said, "Well, it's about another 6 more hours." I was like, 6 hours? Oh my gosh. Just standing here. Now, I'd had other jobs where I was working and digging and moving things and picking things up, and I was always active, but standing in one spot at a cash register for 8 hours in a whole day, 6 more hours, that's like 3 movies. I couldn't believe how long I just had to stand there. I was like, this is not worth it. I couldn't believe. But luckily, I didn't stay a cashier for very long. In fact, it was a job that had a lot of turnover, and so I was the one that didn't turn over for a long amount of time. So eventually, I moved myself to other areas of the golf course and eventually found myself as one of the office managers. And as time went on, I got into college, and sort of the hours were needing to be different, and so I got a different job. And for another time, I worked as an inventory manager at PetSmart. I used to drive a forklift. I used to be a teacher. I used to teach French to kindergartners. I used to have all sorts of jobs. I used to be a children's minister. I used to be a youth pastor. All sorts of things that I used to be, but thank God I'm not them anymore. I couldn't stand to be a children's minister anymore. And we define ourselves so often by what we are, when the reality is things are constantly shifting and constantly changing. So many things that I used to be that have helped me be who I am today, but I'm so glad that I'm not them anymore. What are some jobs that y'all used to have? What are some things that you used to do? Car wash? Supermarket cashier? Car hop? Seamstress? A nurse's aide? What was it? Stable hand at a dude ranch. Yeah. Man. So many things that we used to be, that we used to do. Because the reality is things change all the time. Some of those jobs that I had, I changed jobs because circumstances changed. I changed jobs because finances changed. I changed jobs because I was terrible at them and I got fired from them. All sorts of reasons why things changed. Whether the economy was bad, whether class schedules were bad, whether just the job was bad. Things change all the time. But the thing that was so constant was that somehow I've always managed to keep going. There's always been something after, even when I couldn't see it at the time. Things change all the time. And it's not just jobs. It goes a lot deeper than that, doesn't it? It goes to personality. It goes to the way that we carry ourselves as people. I used to be a lot more angry in life, but I've learned to kind of calm down a little bit. I used to be so much more reactive, and then I had kids and realized that I could not live that way. There used to be a lot of things that would bring me to a point that I feel like I couldn't go on anymore. And yet, life kept changing, and life kept moving on. The reality is that we can't help but change as the world and life kind of changes around us. But the testimony that we hear, particularly out of the scripture that we read today, the story of the blind man that received sight, is such an incredible testimony. Because if we look through that story, everybody tries to make it so complicated. The theological questions and the interrogation that the Jewish leaders sort of assault this family with. The disciples at the very beginning, even seeing this blind man on the mat, asked Jesus, well, is he a sinner or is his parents a sinner? And Jesus sort of dismissively, in a way, almost says, don't worry about it. He's got a whole other reason for being here. And after performing this healing, after the man receives his sight, the questions just keep on coming. Everybody's looking for a reason, an explanation, a rationalization of what in the world that they've seen that has changed. They ask the guy's parents. They bring them in to grill them about whether this blind man had actually been blind from birth. And it all boils down to this testimony, one of the most powerful testimonies in all of Scripture. As they pull this blind man in front of the court and they ask him about Jesus being a sinner, and the man says, you know, I don't know anything about that. All I know was I used to be blind, but now I can see. I once was one way, and now I'm another. Faith can be so simple as a reflection and an explanation of what God has done in our lives. I used to be, but now I am something new, something different. And that's a powerful, powerful statement, because there's so much of our lives that gets wrapped into the idea that some things will never change. The pain will never stop. We'll never find a job. That we've spent all of our years of usefulness and now we have nothing left to offer anyone. It's the darkest lie we could tell ourselves, when the truth is, and the good news is, that Jesus said that all things are changing, because all things are being made new. And that includes me, and that includes you. I used to be a cashier, and now I'm a preacher. My mother was very surprised by that. I used to be frustrated all the time, and now I'm a little less frustrated. I used to be greedy, now I'm a little less greedy. What is the testimony that you have of how God has changed your life? Because this is a distinctive faith in what we as Methodists believe. Because we believe that what we are today will not be what we are tomorrow. And what we are a year from now will be a few steps better than what we are right now. We believe in a process called sanctification, a methodical way of living our lives that we're constantly trying to shape and move and take steps so that we're just a little bit better today than we were the day before. And that one day, it's possible we might move to a point to where our lives reflect perfectly the life of God in Jesus. Now, we might not get there. The odds are certainly against us. But we believe it's possible to take those steps so that our testimony years from now can be, look at what God has done in my life. That it is possible for God to make all things new. And I know this because he's done it in my life. And so whatever you're going through this week, whatever frustration, whatever struggle, to know that there is a God who walks with us and through it each and every moment. And that every moment we are being shaped into something that is better and stronger and more faithful. And so when we do have those moments where we feel hopeless, or we feel that we slip or slide backwards, we can know that we're still being made new, and we can get back up and take those steps again. A powerful, powerful witness. I once was blind, but now I can see. What will your testimony be? Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks for stories such as these in the scriptures that remind us that we might not be a blind man on a mat in Israel, but Lord, we are your children here in pews and houses and homes and jobs and schools that struggle to know how tomorrow can be different, how we can be different. But allow us to have faith. Allow us to see the future and the hope that you have for us, that all things are being made new. That, Lord, that what you do in us, you do in this world. And we have faith that one day our testimony can be, I once was blind, but now I see. Amen.